The head of our legal team, Aaron Seary, just broke this story on Twitter. Quite alarming. Here is what we have as breaking news right now as we speak. Today, the FDA just authorized a new COVID-19 bivalent vaccine for babies 6 months and older without any safety data from a clinical trial of this vaccine. None. What could possibly go wrong? See at Highwire Talk. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, we now have in the FDA, a regulatory agency that has gone completely rogue. It is doing nothing to protect us. It is not using any scientific method whatsoever. And then these products, the CDC, the sister group, is taking these untested products and then adding them to our childhood schedule so that moments from now, our kids will not be able to go into school without taking these totally untested products while people are literally seeing rises in miscarriage and death all over the world. Is it time to wake up? Is it time to wake up your friends? Are you done being careful about this conversation? Are you really afraid to have that conversation with your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your priest, whoever it is? We need everybody all hands on deck. And I want to say, as I was watching some of the comments on the Ron Johnson hearing, I'm getting a little bit tired of seeing things like, oh, what difference is this going to make? They're just going to ignore this too. No, you're the problem. If that's what you are saying, you are a problem, because the difference it makes is us. The only difference there is us. It's not Ron Johnson. It's not Joe Biden or Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump. There's no singular hero out there. It's you. If you were sitting watching this information and saying, what good is a hearing of the greatest world-renowned scientist coming forward and giving us some really hard evidence of some really hard truths? What I don't want to hear from you is, well, what difference is this going to make? Nothing if you're sitting there eating popcorn on your couch and complaining about the world around you. Everything if you share it with everyone you know. Because we have moved this needle. We are now moving the needle. We now only have 11% of people are taking the bivalent vaccine booster. There's the word I'm looking for, booster, that are eligible for it. 11%. We are getting through even the people. How many of you watching right now have already had the vaccine? And by the way, you're welcome. You are a part of this now. At whatever point, we all wake up. But if you're sitting there being a Debbie Downer about, oh, what does this lead to? You know, don't even bother. Why even watch it? We don't need to hear from you. For the rest of you that are making a difference in the world, right now, you do make the difference. Right now, it's never going to be some politician, some news anchor. It's literally how many people stand outside the gates of this castle, which is now turned against us, and say, we have had enough. We are the United States of America. We are Germany. We are Spain. We are France. We are the free citizens of this world, and we're not going to take this anymore. That is where we're at. They are killing our children. They are killing our elderly. They are killing people knowingly. Not even if it's just one, it's one too many. That's what they tell us about COVID. How about this vaccine? You cannot and are not going to get away with this. So go ahead and whine and complain. I don't need you on the team. But for the rest of you out there that are saying, what can I do? It's simple. Share this information. Don't let your senator or congressman off the hook. You actually get to heckle them now. Just keep sending them the 9-minute video until they write back and tell you, okay, Susan, Johnny, Deborah, Tommy, I've watched it. I've watched the 9 minutes. That's what we have to do right now. Senator, this is the QR code right now. You can take a picture of it. This will help you share it. The 9-minute version will lead everybody to the 3-hour version once they've gotten through the 9 minutes. We are doing what we can do. This is all the Highwire can do. This is all Senator Johnson can do, is bring the world-renowned scientists of the world inside the Capitol to get the logos and say, this happened in a Senate hearing. This is really going on. Does the difference get made inside that Capitol? No, it gets made in us. It gets made with every brother and sister that still considers themselves free thinking individuals. Wake up everyone else on this planet that you still has free thought is out there. Go and get them. It is our time. We must stop this now. And as I said to that group of scientists, you know, in the end, there's really not a whole lot to stress about when it comes to the truth. The truth will ultimately prevail here. In the end, I don't think we will live in a world that believed that this was a great vaccine. There is no way they cover this up. It's too much, and it's growing every single day. It is a serious problem. If they keep cranking out newer and newer vaccines with no testing, the problem will get worse and worse and worse. But eventually, So many people will die. So many will be injured. It will be unavoidable as to what happened here. The only question we will ask ourselves is, did we do enough to save enough lives, to wake people up before it got to that point? Every day you can save lives now. Who cares what this entire event of Ron Johnson meant to him or to the 22 scientists there? What are you going to make it mean for you and the people around you? This is who we are. This is what being alive is all about. This is what standing for something is all about. Can you look at this and not recognize we are needed in the most critical time in humanity? Never before has virtually every government agency attacked their own people with a disastrous, deadly, toxic injection. We can do something about this because we outnumber them. Because in the end, they work for us. I'm asking you to be civil. I'm asking you to be intelligent. I'm asking you to open up the debate with everyone you know. You have the tools in your hands. Act accordingly.